Okay, at this time, I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Linda D. from the D.C. area.
Good afternoon, family. Good afternoon, family. I'm Linda and I'm an addict. All right, let's get this party started. Don't be sitting here sleeping dead. This is a recovery meeting. Wake up. Let's get it going on, right? I would like to thank God first and the committee for asking me to speak at the dinosaur meeting. Someone saw in me what I didn't see in myself. My sponsor called me, Betty H. called me and said, I need you to do the dinosaur meeting. I said, I ain't no damn dinosaur. She said, no, baby, no, sweetie. That's the type of the workshop. You have 30 years now, and you are considered a dinosaur. I said, oh, okay. Since you put it like that, okay. Since you said I got 30 years, and I do have a message, right? And I love recovery. I'm always excited about recovery. This is my 28th convention at Ocean City. And I prayed real hard because I said, what people don't know about me a lot of times is that I'm shy. All right now. I'm shy. I can talk at the home groups and in my area, but when it comes to big workshops, I be like, huh. And when all y'all start coming in here, I say, oh, no. Nah. Then when he starts sharing, I saw people getting sleepy, and they just didn't want to be in here, right? I said, good. Maybe some of them will leave, and then I can really have some fun, right? And why I say is because I didn't look like this when I got here. I didn't feel like this. I felt lost in the footprint. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I had the inability to accept life on life terms. I hurt everything and everybody I came in contact with. They told me I had a problem a long time ago, and I said, I don't have a problem, you have a problem. And my grandmother, bless her soul, she said, sweetie, something's really wrong with you. You need to get your life together. I said, and you need to get your life together. I'm grown. And ever since then, I went on the road of self-destruction. I did not know how to function as a human being. I did things that I felt so humiliated about, but I had no will and no control of not to do them. I'm a recovering thief. I went everywhere, all around the map. People told me ever since I was locked up that I couldn't be nothing, but you people in Narcotics Anonymous accept me with love and opened my arms and told me that I could be anything I wanted to be, and the sky was the limit. I came in here, I weighed 99 pounds, well, you can tell since then I have put on a lot of weight, so now I'm fluffy. But I'm fluffy and clean, and I walk a lot to try to get some of this fluffiness up off of me. You know, I felt so hopeless and so helpless because I was an addict that my grandmother gave me her God. And if you did anything wrong, you was going to bust hell wide open. Yeah. Especially when the lightning thunder, you was going to hell real quick. And the devil was going to come out the closet with a pitchfork and drag you. And two things my grandmother used to always say, and I used to always wonder, why she always got to say that? You going to hell and we living in our last days. I'm like, why we always got to be living in our last days? I'm a little girl. Maybe you living in your last day. Right? But my grandmother was a no-nonsense grandmother. If you disrespected her, you better go 25 blocks up the street and around the corner and then say, she make me sick. Right? So when I became so helpless and helpless, I'd never forget. It was a cold, freezing night in D.C. It was snowing. TV broadcast, the radio broadcast was telling everybody, stay off the streets, go home. We have a blizzard, one of the worst blizzards in D.C. The snow was up here. It was in 1983. Wow. My disease would not allow me to stay in the house. I said, but I got to go outside. Yeah. So by then, I had become a bum. I had nowhere to live. I was just existing. I was not living. I wrapped a plastic bag around me, and I had to take a broom to push me to the meth center. And when I got to the door, they said, "We are closed." And my disease said, "Let's get it. We don't know nothing about the meth center being closed." You know, and I just was in a vicious circle over and over and over again. Always want to not use. Always listen to songs. Crying. Tina Marie, Out on a Limb. And a Wildflower, Be Careful How You Wake Her. She's a-sleeping. Sleep is all the only freedom that she knows. Yeah, yeah. When I used to listen to that record, I used to cry because I did not want to use. At the end, I remember, God, please just don't let me wake up. I'm tired of living like this. And I remember January 1984. It was snowing again. I was about 99 pounds. It was freezing cold. When I tell you wind blew, I blew with the wind. And I was holding on. God, please don't let the wind blow me away. But I'm sick and I got to stay out here. And I went over where the drug boys were. And was nobody out there. And one of them said, "Why are y'all out here? Take this and go home." I felt so bad when he threw it at us. But little did he know that that was going to be my blessing to recovery. Because me and my girlfriend, Frances W., we used that last quarter. And she walked me up to West Virginia and Florida Avenue. In the freezing cold, I was crying. My tears were sticking to my eyes. And I was like, "God, please help me." Frances said, "I'll see you tomorrow, boo." You know, our anthem. "I see you tomorrow, boo." Always thinking you're going to make it to tomorrow, not knowing whether God was going to keep you from one day to the other. And I looked at her in utter desperation. And I told her, "No, you will not." And when I went in that apartment, I hit my knees and I cried out to God, "God, please help me." That's all I could get out. God heard my cry. I said, "If you just get me clean, I'll stay clean, I promise. I'll do whatever you tell me, God." Because for many years, people told me I was enough and I wasn't going to be nobody. No, because I'm from a family of all of us. It was nine of us. God been so good to me, right? That I kept praying and I kept staying clean. I kept listening to y'all when I didn't want to listen to y'all. And I kept praying. I got clean. I raised my hand in treatment and said, "I'm an addict. I don't know how to live. Could somebody please come and pick me up when I get released?" They came and got me. And you all were my second step. They took me to a meeting with a room full of addicts. And you all said, "Welcome. And we're going to learn to love you till you learn to love yourself." I saw some of my girlfriends from the street. Their hair was fried, dyed, laid to the side. They had on diamonds. And the guys were swell and sweet. I was like, "Yeah. I'm like, sure, I keep coming back. I'm in the right place." And they told me, "Linda, you're in the right place and you ain't ever gotta use again. This could be the first day of the rest of your life." And I saw a lady at the Uptown meeting on a Saturday night, Doreen P. She was walking and she was sharing, "If you're going through something, just hold on. Rock with it. It's going to be all right." I said, "Wow, that's a powerful lady. I'm going to ask her to be my sponsor." They be like, "Girl, mm-mm. You're more for your sponsor. She ain't going to let you be in no relationship. She ain't going to let you do the booty. She going to cuss your ass out." And I said, "That's who I need." And I went up there, hi, my name Linda. She said, "What, baby, speak up." I said, "Oh, hell no." My name is Linda. I'm a newcomer. And I want to know, could you be my sponsor? She said, goddamn, baby, speak up. Can you talk? I said, look. Hold up now. My name is Linda, and I need a sponsor. She said, oh, okay, I'll be your sponsor. She said, but let me tell you right now. I said, uh-oh. Because, of course, I thought I was cute when I went to meet. I had a pair of jeans that I used to whistle for, right? Like a night rider. I used to whistle for them. They used to come to me, and I used to jump in. But when I went to my meeting, I thought the man wanted me, right? I said, ooh, they want me. She said, let me tell you something right now. I said, okay, God, please help me, because this lady keeps talking to me like that. Something might happen in this meeting. And she said, let me let you know I'm not scared of your ass, Eve. I said, oh, okay. She said, first of all, why do you want me to be your sponsor? I said, because I like the way you shit. She said, uh-uh, baby. Don't watch what I say, watch what I do. She said, there's three things that I require of you. Do you believe I would tell you the truth? I said, yeah. Do you believe that I will love you unconditionally? I said, yeah. She said, do you believe that you're going to do some step work with me? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, and another thing before you walk away, I don't sponsor whores. So you're going to have to take them come and get me clothes off. Because don't nobody want you. Because you can get what you're looking for in narcotics and you can't be passed around like the bastard if you allow it. So change your clothes. Get to the meeting 15 minutes early. Get everything you need. And sit up front and shut the fuck up. Now, some people, now they share, you know, with the microwave recovery, they say that was abuse, right? That was tough love for me. They were before the basic text. They didn't have no instructions on how to sponsor at that time. And you know the kicker is, everybody that Doreen P. sponsored have at least 25 years and over. So why I'm still here? Because I've grown up in recovery. And I get plenty of love. This is a program of compassion. I go through a cycle steps every year. I don't play. If you ask me to sponsor you, I'm going to tell you what Doreen told me. Why you want me to be your sponsor, sweetie? Do you believe I'll tell you the truth? And you got to do step work. When you got, okay, I'll holler at you. You know, but this is the best thing ever happened to me. And so complacency can be my clean time. And when people ask me how much clean time I got, they're like, oh, you got 30 years. I said, yes, yeah, sweetie, but I'm an addict. I still need to go to meetings on a regular basis. I still can't forget the vehicle that got me clean and got me doing what I'm doing today. I cannot ride off into the sunset because I got married. I had materialistic things. I still have to keep coming back. I can't forget where I come from. If you see me in the meeting, you're going to see me on the front row. Right. Why I keep coming back? Because I ain't stole nothing in over 30 years. You know, when I first went to purchase cosmetics, I broke out in sweats, right? I told the cashier, I said, excuse me, I'll be right back. I got to go call my sponsor. I was dumping on her, right? And I said, Doreen, I'm ready to buy some cosmetics. I don't want to buy it. I never bought cosmetics. Why do you have to pay for cosmetics? I've been stealing. They ain't gonna miss it. She said, bitch. Let me tell your dumb ass something. Do not call my house with that stupid bullshit. How many numbers you got? You got a D.C., Maryland, and a Virginia number. Activate one of your tools. They're going to lock your dumb ass up. I heard that. So I haven't stole anything in over 30 years. So when a newcomer goes to the store with me, first of all, before they get in my car, you got enough shit on you? No, let me tell you this. When you go in the store with me, I don't care if you're a newcomer. When we're ready to come out the store, if something go ding, 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 I'm going to point your newcomer ass out. Because I'm the open mind and willingness. These three things are indispensable. Right? You got to live your pro. Ain't no excuse. I have self-study groups once a month, every month. They always got an excuse. I got to do this, and I got, that's okay. But you can't use my name. Linda D, my sponsor. I don't sponsor people in name only. If I got to do the work, you got to do the work. If I got to keep coming back, you got to keep coming back. If I got to buy new literature as it come out, your ass gonna buy some new literature too. Cause you're not gonna keep using mine. And where it say that sponsor got to buy books and all that shit at? Nowhere. Where it say we gotta give you a ride, but I will. Cause somebody gave it to me. And the reason I bring a newcomer to the convention every year, because when I was a newcomer, they ain't beat us up.
No.
They ain't talk down to us. They said, sweetie, you don't have no money. No, come on, baby. After a while, they kept saying, we ready to go eat. They said, come on, baby. After that, Doreen said, look, girl, get your damn job. Ain't nobody gonna keep taking you out. You can't be a bum in recovery. This is a program of progress and not regressing. This is a program of living and not dying. This is a program where you stand on your own 2 feet. Because you're an addict, and you will always look for something outside yourself to beg and make yourself feel good. Get busy in here. Ain't no, it's a process. It's, you know I'm an addict. You know you're an addict. What about that? You know, so as a result, I'm living better than I ever lived. I'm happy, joyous, and free.
Yeah.
And by me keep coming back, I kept praying, God, could you just let one of my children, I got a son in here, y'all. I ain't going to point him out, though, right? But if I look to the left, I... When I got clean, I want that boy clean. I just wanted to open up his ear and go, God, bring him in here with me. He was like, no, Linda, don't work like that. He got to go through his own process. The same God watch over you will watch over him. And I used to take N.A. literature on my grandmother's house and just dump it all around for him. Right? Because they said, Linda, you can't call him no addict. He got to come to that own conclusion on his own. Every time I see him, he hot. Then I prayed so hard one night he called me. Mom, I need help. I said, thank you, God. I said, what's up, baby? Honey, can I come stay with you? It hurt me to my heart. Hell no, you can't come stay with me. Under no, sir, or no uncertain terms can you come stay with me. You are an egg that used. I go to sleep, you might take my whole damn house away. I'm like, baby, you need help. I don't need no help. All I do is lace cocaine over weed. I said, boy, you a damn crackhead. Cut that shit out. Take your little ass somewhere and go get some help. Go over such and such a place. Tell me you're a crackhead. And you're going to kill yourself and don't leave until they put you somewhere. And as a result of tough love, he be celebrating 16 years now. And why I keep saying is because I prayed for my sisters. God heard me. God, please, I want my sisters in here with me too. These girls are here all right, but it ain't nothing like sisters. I stayed here long enough and I looked up one day. God brought my baby sister here first. Right there. That's my sister right there. I love you, sister. I love you, recovering crackhead girl. But anyway, you only get out of recovery what you put in recovery. Ain't no sense of putting yourself in situations, Linda, with guys that's unavailable for you. Ain't no sense of you trying to... This was my MO, right? I used to see a guy. Ooh, okay. He had, might have had a little less than me, right? I'm like, oh, okay. What's BRC record? Upgrade you. First of all, you gotta upgrade your damn self before you upgrade anybody else. Then I go buy them little clothes. Pick me up, boo, in my car. They be late, and I be mad as hell. Then they get their little wings and get their little oomph. Then they say, I talk to my sponsor. My sponsor says, I need my space. Oh, hell no. Then you be devastated. And I got married in here. I was real happy. I love being in love. Got married in here. Why I stay is because y'all helped me survive my emotions through the steps and meetings. It's nothing that I can't come here and talk about. And if you judge me, so what? The people who judge don't matter. And people who matter don't judge. No, I went to an incident in here. It was big back then. It was going to be some homicidal, suicide, and all kinds of stuff going on in here. You know, one of my ex-sponsors, she my ex now, she was my sponsor. She wound up getting pregnant by my husband that I was in love with. And I was going to kill everybody. I had no program. I was going to buy $1 worth of kerosene and catch them when they in the apartment, listen to that Barry White love music. And I was going to burn them up and the baby too. Don't be talking about no all. Put yourself in my shoes. Yeah, anyway, because of my sponsor and the 12 steps and meetings, and y'all love me in spite of how I shed and how many times I shed it, and how, when I seen them, how I wanted to fight them and calmly and them, I had to hold my hand and rub my back. I said, no, baby, you ain't doing anything. Hold your head up. And Doreen, rock with it. And this too shall pass, and it's going to be all right. I got through that, and I did not use. And then I did step work and let him off the hook. And then God presented her to me not too long ago. And my back was turned, and I felt somebody behind me. I was cutting some happy anniversary cake. And somebody was standing behind me. I'm like, okay, God, who the hell is this behind me? When I turned around, they were like, bam. I'm like, oh, how you going to act? What you going to do? I said, oh, hi, sweetie. She laughed. I said, it's okay. That's over with. God don't allow me to deal with and live through it. Would you like a hug? She broke down. And I'm only sharing that for the hope that somebody else in here might have to go through that experience. That you can survive your insanity in here. You know, I'm only sharing that because not because I'm so strong and I'm so big, because I don't feel like that all the time. Because I got 30 years, I'm an addict, and some days I will suffer in here. The second step, part of the second step in the green and gold text said, even after years of clean time, life can become meaningless. You don't feel like it no more, Linda. I don't like y'all NA people. I don't want to see none of y'all no more. And don't nothing be got it going on because I got the disease of addiction inside of me. Just because I wake up and I feel like that, it says immediately, if you don't call your sponsor, go back on 99. If you stop going to meetings, get back to meetings and give yourself a 99. Give yourself a break. Right? Because if you don't, you move away from sanity towards insanity. So I battle. And I talk about everything. I let y'all know, I ain't know what a feeling was when I first got in here. How you feel? I'm cool. I'm all right. Linda, all right and cool is not a feeling. How you feel for real, for real? I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm lonely. I want a boyfriend. Child back. You got to learn how to love you first. And if you love yourself, God will send somebody your way in His time. When you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. There ain't no need coming in no meeting talking about the guys. And ain't no guys in here. Ain't nothing. Ain't no guys put no gun to your head and make you do nothing in here, Linda. So give the brothers a break. I learned how to ask for what I want. I don't want to say me too. I don't want to have sex first and then say I want to be in a relationship, a committed relationship. I learned how to talk about all that now. And when you're a strong woman and you know what you know, what you know, what you know, what you know, and you know your self-worth, you'll learn how to sit with self. And it ain't that bad. I don't need nothing outside of me to validate my self-worth. Child, I'm a diva. I be getting my dances on. I go to the dances, right? I do whatever it is necessary. Alongside, it ain't outside the spiritual realm of narcotics or not. I don't do no wrong in narcotics. I have learned when they share everybody here do something wrong. No, baby, keep the focus on you. I live my program. Ain't nobody got to tell me. At home, they call me nosy ass, tradition police, such and such and such and such and such a Linda D. But it's okay, because it's all good. Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Mouth say anything, but behavior don't lie. You know, so I keep coming back. You know, I had 2 heart attacks a week of 9/11. I had stents in my arteries. I had back surgery, you know. One day they gave me some Percocets for my back surgery, and by the third day when I woke up, and in our basic text it talks about more to be revealed, in our basic text about the addict and medication. Yes. It don't know, Linda, that you had back surgery and the doctor gave you Percocets for pain. It don't know. Your body don't know the difference. So you got to be careful. I woke up the third day, I was nodding, I was scratching. I told my daughter, give me a glass of ice, and I said, uh-oh, you in trouble. You better pick up that phone and call your sponsor and tell her how you feel, what this medication is doing for you. And they came over and they dumped it. And I shared that in the meeting. And of course you get cross-chained. Well, my doctor told me I had to take it, boo. But you need to know when you're taking it outside the way the doctor wrote you, you're using. Take your ass to detox and come back and cop and get a 24-hour detox. I share about me, you know, the work ain't hard, recovery ain't hard, 30 years is nothing compared to the disease that I had. Yeah. I would be the one that y'all say, know that lady, that shared real good, that's a shout out, right? At the dinosaur meeting, she went back out. No, if it's God's will, she'll be here next year. Sharon, and wait till the night and look up front on the front row, and when they say 30 years, Y'all know it's going to be Linda D with the 3 year, because I get my Queen Time dance on every year. Every year. I ain't sitting all the way back there talking about 30 years. A grateful addict will never use again. A grateful addict will never use again. And some people say that's arrogant to say you ain't going to use no more. Get over it. I'm grateful. And I don't talk grateful, I show gratitude. You're going to see me. When you come to D.C., you might see me everywhere for real. You're going to say, there she go. There that girl. I probably had 31 years by the time y'all see me again. I'm just saying, like. So, I've been saying this for 30 years. I took this line out of one of our literatures. If have nobody told you they love you all today, I love you all because of the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that tear us apart. I'm going to keep coming back and hope you all keep coming back. Thank you.